Everyone, what's up? You can actually I'm doing this tweet space because I cannot stream and I'm bored as fuck. And you guys can talk in a little in the free chat in my on my YouTube channel. Yes, I'm looking at it with my tab on. So I'm tethering. I'm right now using tethering to my iPad so I can look the chat now. And I don't know, guys. It was like I'm finally talking with my foreman about the studio, and it's still unfinished, and I don't know when my foreman fixed my studio. So I was like in the middle of thinking, while I'm waiting for my internet, should I move my PC to my table? Like I took it will take, you know, just like to, I'm thinking of if I move my PC to my table and just like usual PC setup, usual my PC setup, but then after that they fix my studio and I have to fix again. Like I have like to do it like 2 times or maybe 3 times, right? But now I don't know. I think I need a table. I think I do really need to move my table. I'm so confused. I don't know. How long will it take to move? I don't know. For the studio, I don't know at all. Because my foreman said that he was literally buying another things for the finish. I don't know. I'm so confused right now. But probably it was gonna take a long way to go. I don't know, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe another 1 month. So for the sake of my back, for the sake of my back and my feet, I think I do really need to reset up my PC and move it to like a real table with a chair. Yeah, I should take less time than I spent throwing out. Damn, okay. I hope I'm strong enough to move my table though. It's only me and my mother. Maybe I should ask. Maybe I should ask my other family to help me. I don't know if I think my mother can do it. Yeah, I think my mother can help me. She's a really strong woman, even though she's really old. But two of us, I think it's fine for a table, I guess. Let's see later. Maybe tomorrow I want to do it. I want to move my table. Yeah. Minta bantuan tetangga mon kalau kenal. Baru ketemu 2-3 kali doang sih nggak enak. Yeah, I think 2 people will be easier. Yes. Tomorrow. I'm gonna try it. While waiting for my internet, I hope I hope tonight or maybe tomorrow they already fix my internet. I've already called the customer service about it. You need to move it to a different room. Yeah, I did. I really need to move my table to a different room. If position, do not lift, just push or drag. Okay. Oh, you want to have to move the router for better Wi-Fi as well? Yeah. But the router is already moved to the new place. Have you tried contacting them and trying to change moon providers? No, I didn't threaten them. I just told them that when I'm looking out at the browsers, and they said that the internet is offline. So I called the customer service, and they said that the internet is actually offline because there's a problem in your area, whether it's in the area or it's in the apartment, and they have to check it first, but they already making an appointment for the staff to come to the area to check it out, but I don't know when it will finish. Oh, I wish I can use Wingardium Leviosa. I wish, but until now I haven't learned it. I haven't got my letter yet. I haven't got school letter yet, so I'm still forbidden to use magic. If it affects a lot of people, definitely it should be. Yeah, I think it is. Because the other providers, I haven't tried it. Like, and that is my first time hearing those providers. The one that's believable is the providers that I'm choosing right now. So I think I'm just gonna wait rather than pay another provider that I don't know. I mean, what if I am adding another provider and then figure out it's worse than the provider that I have right now? It's been like I haven't heard those providers in my entire life before I moved to this place. Yeah, it's like another money to spend. I should prefer to every 2 3 years to get better deals and free phone. You got a free phone from choosing providers? Ada berapa provider yang bisa di sana? Tiga, ada tiga provider, tapi yang duanya itu Mona nggak pernah nyoba. Apa ya? Pas Muna cari review-reviewnya tuh kayak nggak ada gitu reviewnya, jadi Muna kayak pengen nyoba tapi kok kayak gimana ya, pain pain. So yeah, agak ragu gitu loh. Iya. There is, I haven't heard the review of those providers. So I'm just gonna stay in my provider I'm wearing right now. Maybe I should look up again. Probably there's a good review. I don't know. How's your day been with no internet? So, I mean, I'm still. It's not like I don't have any internet. I have a mobile data, so I still can scrolling the internet. I still can surfing the internet. It just I cannot stream because the last time I stream, I keep offline. It cannot help me to stream at all. Yeah. So I've been playing these games. Oh, I feel so stupid. I'm searching for my iPad and this whole time I'm actually looking through my iPad. Hold on. So this game called Rent Please Landlord. So I've been playing to being a landlord, like role playing being a rent landlord. That's kind of fun. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna tell you about that. Like back then, a couple of days ago. So I told you guys that I tried to play No Man's Sky on my PS5. And I'm struggling playing No Man's Sky on PS5. Like it's make me so confused, especially when I want to, fire the plane. I think I'm just gonna go back to the PC one. The controls are so hard. Yeah. You have stuff from scratch. Actually, no, I can just transfer the items. I can just transfer the items if I need it. I transfer some of my items. Because I'm too lazy grinding. But I just want to fly. I just want to like walking around. That's all. Yeah. I think sometime I might gonna be using playing with my PC later for grinding Minecraft I want to stream it. Like I still have some. I've already actually prepared items for the road to on the middle, but I think next time when we gonna stream the Minecraft again, I'm gonna fill two rows of the middle and the left. So while I'm actually cold on stream, I'm probably just gonna grinding a lot. Yeah. Have you been reading some books too? I haven't buy a new books, but I do read some books again. It's good to have a books when you have a really bad internet, you know. When I have my own studio, like literally the permanent studio, They said that for sunproofing, we can use sunproofing. We can use books as a sunproof. So I think, I don't know if it's possible or not, but I think I'm going to make like a library in my studio, like the whole wall of my studio and filled with books for my sunproofing. I think that will be nice. Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be nice. I think you will sleep all day because rip internet. Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I do sleep all day. You need a lot of books. Don't worry, I have books. And I don't mind to buy a lot of books because I love reading. I love reading books, especially like a fairy tale books. Yeah. Adventure books. I love like story books. So I don't mind at all. I want to have a big. No, actually, my studio. For next year, next year or 2 years, I think for 2025, I guess. So, I will have a permanent studio later, but not now. I will have a permanent studio later, but not now. And it's kinda, it's not big. It's okay-ish. Let me look in through the map. Where is it? Yeah, I think this one. Okay. It's kind of like 3,000 to 2,600. Is it 2,600? 2,600 or 2,800. Yeah. That's pretty nice for a studio, right? That's pretty nice for a studio. What is 3,000? Is it 3,000 like 3 meter? 3 meter? 3 meter to 2.8 meter. They put it in 1,000 in here. I believe it's in 1,000. It's on centimeter, I guess. Yeah, I think it's on centimeter. Right? Yeah. I guess it's on centimeter. So like, if we count it, probably like 3 meter to and 2.8 meter. Yeah, around that. So it's pretty nice. Pretty nice. Lapangan futsal. Lapangan futsal. Apaan lapangan futsal 3 meter? Tiga ribu meter mau bikin apaan? Itu kalau 3000 meter mah udah bukan studio live streaming lagi, guys. Studio 3D, guys. 3000 meter. Studio 3D. Nanti di studio 3D-nya tuh udah ada shower room. udah ada pool-nya. Jadi kalau misalnya talent-talent itu mau abis 3D gitu kan, mau berenang dulu bisa gitu ya. 3000 meter. Aduh. Bisa bisa bikin hotel sekalian gak sih? Bisa bikin bikin hotel buat member-member ini. Jadi kalau misalnya member JP sama member IN datang gitu ya, bisa bisa. Aminin aja nggak sih? Siapa tahu gitu. Muna Hashinova benar-benar mempunyai tanah 3.000 meter. Nah. Kayaknya mun 3.000 mm berapa sih? Wah, 3.000 mm. Tiga ribu mm, 300 cm. Kayaknya nggak mungkin sih 300 cm. Tiga ribu milimeter. Ruangan 3.000 mm, guys. Tempat tidur aja, tempat tidur yang queen aja kayaknya nggak, yang king aja lah. Tempat tidur king aja itu mentok gitu. Masa sih? Masa sih 3.000 meter? Tiga. Okay, now I'm confused. I don't know. Biasanya tuh kalau misalnya ini nggak dijelasin sih, dia dia pakai pakai kalkulasinya itu meter atau sentimeter atau milimeter. Musikashi. Tapi possible sih 3 meter kali ya. Tiga ribu. Iyalah. Iyalah. Iya bener-bener. Pakai pakai milimeter. Iya 3.000 milimeter. Iya bener-bener. 3.000 milimeter. Lebih possible kebanding. Iya. Iya. Benar. 3.000 mm kali 2.800 mm. 3 kali 2,8 meter. Iya benar. Benar. That's right. Yeah, that's right. So my permanent studio later around 3 meter. Untung nggak 3.000 inci, aduh, aduh, 3.000 inci. Aminin aja nggak sih, 3.000 inci, guys. 3.000 inch for a studio, amen. I can feel a lot of things in there. I can make a internet cafe actually. I can make internet cafe with I don't know, maybe bowling, please. At least it's not food. Oh my. Wow. Wow, that's a lot. Warnet nggak laku sekarang, Mon. Tergantung sih. Tapi kayaknya kalau yang buka warnetnya VTuber bisa aja laku. Positif thinking aja dulu. Internet cafe. You need a snack cabinet. Oh yeah, I do. I do. I was thinking about like when I have like 3 meter of studio, I'm going to have like a library in the back of the wall, like full wall is full library, and then there is also a fridge to put snack and cold water. That's what I always thinking. And maybe because I believe that there will be a couple of members come to my place. For example, Oli. From my place to Oli place, it took like 30 minutes. It took like 30 minutes to my home and Oli home. So there is like high chance Oli and we will like meet each other in my house or Oli house. 30 minutes. Kalau nggak macet. Yeah, quite close. Well, for now, my place to Oli place probably it took like 2 hours. But I believe in 2025 it will be 30 minutes. Hours with the heavy traffic, yes. If not with heavy traffic, it's probably like 1:30, I guess. Can you reach it with public transport too? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. It's always fun to imagine about the future. I've been far away. My phone is in here. Far away from the phone. I forgot that I should have talking to my phone rather than my iPad. Okay. Showing. Oh, I'm still looking. No, what? I wonder if in your place there have a music in the background. Do they have a music in the background in this dead space? You just chilling now? Yep, I'm chilling in my bed. Literally. Udah makan belum, Mon? Udah. Kamu udah makan belum? Mona habis makan nasi goreng pakai ikan teri. Ternyata ikan terinya tuh asin banget, guys. Jadi tuh Mona tuh kalau di sini tuh kan saya Mona baru pertama kali nih beli ikan teri. Enggak.
Ya sih, pertama kali beli kentri. Dan dia tuh kayak dikasih sachet gitu kan, karena Muna nggak ke pasar. Muna nggak ke pasar, terus nyobain kan kentrinya kan, Muna masak tuh. Ikan terinya asin banget, guys. Asin banget. Jadi Muna bikin nasi goreng gak pakai garam lagi, udah pakai ikan teri aja itu. Asin banget. Ikan teri putih, iya dia putih kecil-kecil gitu. Asin banget. Rendam air panas biar nggak asin. Gitu ya. Ya, next time kalau misalnya beli lagi, ya deh. Next time ya, kalau misalnya beli lagi baru deh. Tapi ternyata ikan teri itu kayak kecil banget. Mona tuh mau cari yang kayak sedang-sedang aja, tapi pilihannya ada yang kecil banget sama yang gede banget. Jadi kayak, aduh, nggak ada tuh yang sedang-sedang aja gitu, yang gimana sih kayak 2 cm atau 1 cm doang gitu. Tapi ikan terinya tuh berarti ikan terinya emang diasinin ya? Kayak lagu gitu ya. Ikan teri diasinin. Soalnya biasanya itu kalau kalau di bulan ya guys, ikan terinya tuh nggak diasinin, emang udah asin gitu. Asinnya tuh kayak udah pas gitu. Nggak asin banget gitu. Digaramin terus. Okay. Kari Medan memang asin mun. Kenapa teri namanya teri Medan? Apakah terinya orang Medan? Apakah di saat nelayannya mengambil ikan terinya diajak ngobrol dulu untuk memastikan apakah dia orang Medan atau bukan? Ada yang bisa jawab nggak? Serinya pas di ini di apa ya? Ditemukan bilangnya Horas, 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 Horas. Oh, terus nelayannya juga, oh ini Teru Medan ini, gitu ya. Kalau ditangkap bilang Horas. Baca mana pula? I don't know. I don't know. Interview aja terinya mun. Aduh, udah pada matoy, udah pada digoreng semua. Ya Muna, Muna kan masak masak nasi goreng tadi. Ternyata asin asin banget. It's too salty. The fried rice is too salty because of the teri. I don't know what's the English version of Terry. What is it? Are you having some of your plushie with you there? Yes. Yes, I do. Anchovies, anchovies, ah, anchovies. Anchovies. Kalau kata mama masang keasinan yang buat pengen cepet-cepet apa? Apa kabar tuh kalau misalnya nih si bapak-bapak lagi masak. Bapak-bapak lagi masak. Terus masakannya keasinan. Terus dimakan oleh istrinya. Bakal perang dunia nggak tuh? Apa nih? Oke. Minta dilaporin. Tapi mana tuh sering lihat ya, muncul di timelinenya Muna video anak kecil masak masak telur telur deh kayaknya, masak telur pakai garam, dia mau masakin untuk bapaknya. Terus garamnya tuh berapa sendok itu, tuh satu sendoknya tuh kayak gede banget, kayak kayak tahu nggak sih kalau misalnya kita kita bikin air susu ya, kita bikin susu misalnya bikin susu coklat gitu kan ya, itu kan pasti kita masukin banyak gitu kan ya biar biar manis ya, tapi tuh dia masukin tuh garam baru mamanya tuh gimana tuh. Yeah, so I saw a video about a kid, a little girl. She want to cook an omelette for her father, and literally one spoons, one it's not like one teaspoon, literally one spoon, the bigger one, the bigger spoon, of salt. For one egg, and she said like that was one small spoon of salt. I don't know how to say it. Yeah, that is too much salt. But she said that was little. She said it's little. It's a little salt. It's little salt. Like, I don't know. It was a little bit. She said a little bit of salt, but she literally put like one spoon of salt, like a really big one. And that's also there's another video with the same girl, I believe. I think she make coffee for his daddy. Yeah, I think she make coffee for his daddy. And as she said, just like a little bit of, I think she said a little bit of sugar, but like a whole jar is full of sugar. Yeah, the same girl. Yeah, I believe it's the same girl. I forgot her name. I think that's the same girl. At least I can stay awake now. That's funny. Yeah, it's funny.
Remember, it's like the sword in the stone. I don't remember. At least she didn't get the sugar and salt mixed up for the coffee. Yeah. True. True. Yang lagi tren juga kayaknya yang pecahin telur pakai kepala anaknya. Oh, that's actually a stupid trend for me. It's really stupid. It's not funny at all. Yeah, it's not funny if you do it for kids. Not at all. Yeah, they got confused after all. Yeah. Yeah, that's a trend apparently, which is really sad. It's, I don't know, it's just called waste of food. I don't know. But it's really weird. There's a lot of trend that is really weird for me. And PC life, it's really weird for me. I've seen the same things again and again. But hey, if they want to do it, then I'll let them be. I mean, after all, I'm also the one who literally doing live streaming and doing nothing at the same time. So I cannot actually talking about that, right? People back in my day, if I waste egg like that, my parents slapped me with slipper. Really? You didn't out streaming absolutely nothing. Yeah, and a lot of people actually watching. I should do it again. Yeah, I should do it again. Like literally not. No need to talk. Just stand there and move it a little bit. Yeah. Or maybe another 1 hour of me eating. Just eating, no talking. That's actually nice. I should make it. One hour crunching. Isn't that every stream? But every stream I talk. Snack talk, Samyang. Oh, I will love to do it with a snack talk. But for Samyang, it will get. Oh, I don't know about that. For Samyang, I'm afraid. I'm afraid for the Samyang, I will do just like a membership content. Literally, hoo-ha part. Stream ASMR kepedasan lagi, Moon. Kalau di publik kepedasan, guys, agak-agak gimana gitu, guys.
Kalau kalau di membership mah nggak apa-apa kita kepedesan. Tapi kalau kalau di public stream itu aduh agak serem ya, takut ada gimana gitu. There's a rock simulator where you're just staring at the rock. What? Have someone actually played a game? ASMR jilat lemon kayaknya belum ada, Moon. Kalau jilat lemon, kalau kalian minta Muna yang jilat lemon, nggak bakal ada reaksi aneh-aneh sih. Soalnya Muna suka lemon. I can actually eat lemon, not just actually. I can actually eat the lemon with a straight face. Ya, ternyata suka dia. Jilat teman atau jilat atasan, Mon? Aduh, bahaya. Bahaya. Jilat teman nggak dapat apa-apa sih. Kalau jilat atasan, atasan saya kejauhan, mohon maaf. Serem, 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 serem. Baju. She eat carrots with straight face. That's count as wedgies. Really? Well, I haven't actually eat ghost pepper noodle. What's that? I never heard about that. Ghost pepper? How about durian? Oof. You were asking the wrong persons for durian. I love durian. Especially a yellowish durian. Did you know that, you know, sometimes I want to go to some place. There is a some place in Indonesia who sell durian for like, I think for only like 4,000 rupiah for one durian. So my mother right now traveling with my family, and my mother, she found a durian that for durian cost like 40,000 rupiah. Yeah, I think it's 40,000 rupiah, she said. I forgot. And it was so yellow. Not even yellow. It's like orange. The color just like orange, and have a tiny seed, a really tiny seed, so there's a lot of meat of the durian. I just like, ugh, I want it so bad. Something king durian. No, it's not a king durian, I think. I don't know what's the name. I don't know what's the name. How about the taste?
Well, I remember the taste back then when I was a little kid. And it was so delicious. It was the best durian ever. It's not Montong. It's not King. It's not Musang. No, it's not. It's so, the color, it's so orange. So orange. Really, really orange. You sure that wasn't just your child test being different? Maybe. I don't know. Perhaps. I told my mother to bring the seeds. I told my mother to bring the seeds and, you know, plant it in our land. So I have land in my hometown, and it's pretty empty there. I only plant grapes and mango, and I said, oh, you should bring those durian seeds. You should bring those durian seeds. Yeah. It's pretty nice. Pretty nice. How much time it takes for mango to grow? I don't know. I'm not really into gardening. It's my mom who was really into gardening. But before my mom really loved gardening, back then my father really, really loved gardening. And my father, he really made a lot of things. So in our house, my father plant papaya trees, and what is it called? Pineapple, yeah, and also pineapple, in the back of our yard, back of our house yard. Is that how it's called? Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can, for the back of our house. I don't know if we can call it our yard. Because it's actually someone's yard. It's actually someone's yard. So it's actually one of our neighbor yard. But our neighbor just said, just plant whatever you want in there. And yeah, so my father and my mother plant anything. my mother and father plant anything, like pineapple and papaya and grape. So it's our yard, it's shared yards. So whenever it's harvesting time, we harvest all the things and give it some to our neighbor who have the yard. There was a couple of time that my mother and my father want to buy the yard, but there's a problem with the yard, and they cannot the neighbor cannot sell it because it's like a certificate problem.
Yeah. So that's why the neighbor, my neighbor said that, that's fine, just use it. That's fine, just use it, anything you want. Yeah. Tanah sengketa, iya. Jadi tuh tanahnya tuh ada masalah. Jadi ceritanya tetangganya Mona tuh itu tanahnya tuh misalnya punya nenek gitu, punya nenek. Terus neneknya mereka itu dulu itu kayak ada pinjaman gitu dengan tanah sebagai ininya apa sih? Sebagai apa ya? Ya pokoknya sebagai inilah itunya lah, aku nggak tahu katanya atau apa gitu. Bingung. Nah, jadi terus ya jaminan, iya jaminan. Nah, jadi itu tanahnya itu sebagai jaminan. Tapi belum dilunasin. Neneknya meninggal. Nah, jadi kan makin ribet ya, makin ribet tuh. Terus jadinya anak-anaknya itu ya udahlah, mau ngurus gimana gitu kan. Iya, mau ngurus gimana? Udahlah, ya udah. Mau jual nggak bisa karena kalau mau jual kan harus diurus dulu gitu. Makanya ahli warisnya nggak dilunasin kah, nggak tahu, tapi jadinya gitu. Dan kalau misalnya mau dibeli juga, kalau misalnya ini ya orang-orang random gitu, orang di luar inilah, di luar tetanggaan ini mau beli juga kayaknya sulit gitu, karena tanahnya itu bukan tanah yang dekat sama jalan, aksesnya tuh nggak ada sama sekali, akses jalan tuh nggak ada sama sekali. Jadi kalau misalnya mau ke tanah itu tuh beneran minimal ya aksesnya harus masuk rumah orang. Gitu, jadi kayak agak-agak gimana ya, ribet gitu. Terus jadi ditawarin kan, mamanya Mona nawarin gini, gimana kalau jual ke saya aja Bu gitu kan. Nah, siapa tahu, karena kan yang sering pakai juga saya gitu kan. Terus kata kata ibunya ini anaknya si nenek ya, jadi katanya ya pengen sih Bu, tapi ini tanah tanah sengketa, urusnya tuh ribet Bu, jadi kayak sulit gitu gitu. Jadi kayak ya udah, mending ibu udah pakai aja deh, tanam-tanam aja gitu. Ya udah sih, karena udah dikasih izin buat nanam, ya udah nanam-nanam aja tuh. Karena kan kita cuma emang buat buat nanam ya, bukan buat bangun gitu kan, buat nanam tanaman doang. Udah karena emang hobi orang tuanya Muna gitu kan. Terus jadinya kalau misalnya udah saatnya panen gitu kan, bagi-bagi ke tetangga. Gitu. Kalau di tempat nenekku ada tanah lumayan gede, mau dibeli sekian buat parkiran, lo sisa tanah yang belum dibayar disuruh sedekah sampai zaman kakak kecil, sampai sekarang masih dikejar-kejar tanahnya. Hah? Tanahnya bisa ngejar-ngejar? Tanahnya punya kaki? Gimana? Oh, maksudnya kakaknya yang ngejar tanahnya, bukan tanahnya kan yang ngejar kakaknya? Serem, serem. That's why I actually have a dream. I actually have a dream to have my own house, like have a little bit backyard, even though it's not big, like a little bit backyard, just for planting something. Because my mother is like 100% living with me right now, so I'm not a gardening person, but my mother really loves gardening, so I guess yeah, I do really need to have a yard in my backyard. I do really need my own backyard for my mother to plant something. She can teach you as well, you know. Yeah, she can. But I love watering the plants, but I'm not really good at maintaining it. I'm not really good at maintaining it, but I love watering. I really cannot imagine you plan something. You're probably gonna get tired after 2 to 3 days, then just sleep. I just want to eat. Yeah, I just want to eat and watering, but I'm not really good at, like, you know, maintain the plants, like looking at it every day. Yeah, and I really have a bad memory from maintaining the plants. I remember back then, so this is another story. I remember back then, my father, she, my father, he have. Oh my god, no. My father, he have a, what is it called? Like a, in Indonesia, it's called bunga kertas. In Indonesia, it's called bunga kertas. I think if we translate it in English, probably like a paper flower. I don't know. But like a real paper flower, not a paper. And what is it in the actual a bunga bougainvile, is that the name? Bougainvile. Yeah, I think that it is. And I was watering it, and I want to, like, you know, sometimes flowers, they dry, like they have like they have the leaf that's fall. So I want to take out the falling leaf. I want to take out the falling leaf, and suddenly I just realized I was actually wearing a skirt, literally a skirt, like a short skirt, and there is one big a greeny, and you know, kind of like a hairy moving. And it just as big as my yeah. So I was so shocked by then.
And I was like screaming out loud, and it just, I just literally that, ulat bulu, just like that. But do you know what? Do you know what they do? What they do to me? They didn't help me. They just laugh at me. And I keep screaming and I keep crying until my mother come and help me. And then it's, well, she's not entirely help me because she's scared of what, about this, those things too. So she just like, she comes and she yelled at one of my brothers and asking to help to take it out. So yeah, and after that I choose not to touch, I just watering, because if I'm watering it, I still like far away from the place. To be honest, we will also laugh at you if that happened again. No. And after that, my mother suggests me to take a shower, because who knows, probably my body will get itchy because of that. Oh yeah, I take a shower really, really clean. Well, Mona is a potato. She shouldn't be afraid of caterpillar, but thank you, worms. Yeah, those are worms. I avoid especially avocado tree usually have big caterpillar. Really. Oh yeah. That is a story. I don't think that I have another story again. I don't think I did. Do you know what worse than seeing a worm in a fruit you eat? You see a half worm. Oh no! That is worse. It's worse. Yeah. That's a nightmare. It's a free protein. Yeah, talking about that, do you know that protein actually from a worm? So I saw a video about how a company making a protein like protein milk kind of thing, I don't know, like a protein thingy, and it was bunch of worm being baked. Yeah, protein powder. Yeah. So it's from that. Uh-huh. Oh, I have a story about the protein powder, you know. So I was sick back then. So I go to the hospital. I go to the hospital and the doctor suggests me to, you know, get a vitamin, like a protein kind of thing. So I just like, okay, fine. Let's just order protein from you then. And she write a protein powder, like 3 boxes of protein powder. 3 boxes, literally 3 boxes of protein powder, and it's like cost like 3 million rupiah, and I just like, what? And then I take it back home, I take the protein home, and I try to eat it, drink it. I try to drink it because I have to drink. That's how it goes. It's not on a tablet, like it's literally like a powder. Like how you make a milk, how you make a milk powder. Yeah, like that. So that is my first time. That is my first time trying the protein powder. That is my first time trying protein powder. And then when I want to drink it, I cannot drink it at all. Because it smells like, oh my god, how do I say it? I don't even know how to say it. It smells weird, so weird, like it's make me like 100% puke. The taste is weird, like it smells really terrible. It's really, really terrible. I don't know how to say it. Fishy! Yes! It smells so fishy! Yes, exactly! It's so fishy! Yeah. It's like... It feels like I'm eating a fish raw. Like a really raw fish kind of thing. So I just like, no, I cannot eat this. No, I cannot drink this one. So I complain. I'm not complaining to the doctor, actually. I told this to my mother, and you know my mother not really know about those things, so but one of my brother is a nurse. Yes, one of my brother is a nurse, and my brother said that, did you know that this kind of this exact thing, this protein powder, usually only being used by a doctor who wants to give a protein to someone who is half awake, who is actually in an operation or something. It's not being used by people who actually 100%, yeah, alive. So usually, gimana ya bilangnya? Jadi tuh, protein powder ini tuh cuma dipakai buat orang yang lagi operasi, yang lagi unconscious, yang lagi tidak sadar, dalam keadaan tidak sadar. Jadi itu dalam cara pakainya itu dimasukin ke air, terus di apa sih, dibius orang yang lagi dibius, dan cara masukinnya itu lewat selang. Jadi protein powdernya itu cara Lewat infus. Nah, itu. Kalau misalnya mau protein, mau obat protein, harusnya tuh sama dokternya, untuk orang yang masih dalam keadaan sadar, harusnya tuh dikasihnya tuh yang model tablet. Nah, Muna dikasihnya malah yang powder, bukan yang tablet. Jadi kayak, udahlah. Bodoh, kesel banget. And then try giving it a while, like, yes. But that was a lot. That was a lot of protein powder. Those 3 millions, it's like for using it every day. I think it's for using it every day because one box is like 30 package. And the doctor gave me like 3 box. I don't know why she gave me like 3 box. So after that, after I figure out that she gave me that, I don't want to go to her place again. So whenever I sick, I search another doctor, another hospital. I have a really big trust issue. I'm so traumatic. Yeah. And she doesn't have a tablet. Once I decide to give you that one, is that, oh my God, no. No. Habisnya nggak komplain dulu. Saya orangnya bukan tipe yang suka komplain. What did you do with all that protein? So I give it basically a lot. I have a lot of family that is in the hospital. I have my auntie who was actually working in the hospital. I have a lot of I have a lot of thing a lot of family dad who is doctor, so but I actually give it to my auntie. Yeah, I give it to my auntie. If she want to use it, then yeah. And she probably figure out how to use it. I mean, she's a doctor at all. Yeah. More like an exchange. So, I give the protein powder. And you know what she gave it to me? A whole food. Oh, I still remember. She cooked me a fish. She cooked me a fish. Yeah, she cooked me a fish. Apa ikan bakar? Ikannya tuh ikan apa ya namanya? Ikan apa ya namanya? Aduh, lupa. Lupa nama ikannya apa. Tapi ikan bakar enak banget, guys. Sumpah. Gurame, iya gurame, gurame. Gurame. Mona tuh kan kalau sama ikan tuh pilih-pilih banget gitu. Ada yang bisa dimakan, ada yang enggak. Terus dibikinin ikan gurame bakar. Bah! Enak banget.
So yeah, that is another story. Yeah, I got at least I got something out of it. True. Udah pernah makan ikan kue, Mun? Hah? Ikan kue apa lagi? Kok nama ikan aneh-aneh banget sih? Oh my god, I'm hungry again. Yeah, at least I get protein, like a real protein from a real fish. Ikan laut itu enak juga kalau dibakar. Have you actually eat? Puffer fish, fried puffer fish. I remember back then when I was a kid, so I go fishing with my cousins. I go fishing with my cousins and I actually got a puffer fish over any fish. And yeah, the fugu. But I think it was a good one because the place that I am actually fishing is actually the restaurant, so they know how to do it. And they cook me the puffer fish. And I ate it. I ate this puffer fish. It's crunchy. I love it. Yeah, it's crunchy. Yeah, it's crunchy and salty. It's actually pretty nice. Really recommend it, but you have to figure out how to do it right. Yeah. Gak kenapa-napa kan, Mun? Dulu sih gak kenapa-napa ya. Dulu gak kenapa-napa. Pricing gak? Enggak lah, orang mancing sendiri. Mancing sendiri, yes. Mancing sendiri. Dimasakin sama orang restoran. Dan orang restorannya juga keluarga. Jadi ya gratis. Hehe. Hehe. Hehehe. Asik lah. Asik, asik, asik. Family privilege. Keluarga Muna banyak juga. Iyalah. Jadi tuh gimana ya keluarganya Muna tuh? Kalau misalnya di kampung ya, itu kayak tetangga itu keluarga gitu. Gimana ya? Ya kalau di kampungnya papa, kalau di kampungnya papa tuh kayak tetangga itu ternyata saudara jauh gitu. Jadi masih saudara gitu. kayak gitu. Gimana? Ya gitulah pokoknya. Udah nggak main lagi circle-circlean, udah keluarga pokoknya. Bisa 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 satu RW itu bisa satu keluarga gitu. Satu kecamatan tuh bisa satu keluarga. Cuma ada yang jauh, ada yang dekat gitu. Yeah, so like literally extended relatives. Tetanggaku mantunya Pak Deku. Iya, ada yang kayak gitu. So, actually, there's a couple of time there is my auntie married with my like literally far away and far away uncle. And figure out that's actually a really far relative. Yeah. Whole village is related. Wow, it is. Like really, really far away. Like a distance, real distance. So they didn't know before that. Oh, they know. They knew. They knew. I also remember back then. I think when I was on, when I was on, I think it was on primary school. When I was on primary school, even my auntie from definitely not in Indonesia. She's joking, like telling, "Oh, Muna, if you're old enough for like maybe really really old, but you haven't got anything, got anyone, haven't married yet, anything like that, you can actually marry your cousin." And I just like, what? No, what? No. They love joking like that. Because it's didn't really happen. And the fact that I have an actually cousins. Yeah, I have like actually male cousins that actually born the same year as me. So sometimes they're when we are like have a family meeting. Yeah, have a family meeting. We're always getting a lot of, you know, I don't know how to say it. Apa sih, diejek aja gitu. Ih, mending Muna sama ini aja kan, kalian kan satu lettingan, gak apa-apa kali biar biar ini biar keluarganya ya tetap pure blood gitu lah gitu. Family gathering, ya, yeah, family gathering. Teasing, yeah, they love teasing a lot. Family gathering are always in pain. Pure blood, literally. Kayak kerajaan Eropa Jawa Tengah. Now I see where you get the teasing form. What do you mean by that? Diceng-ceng ke sepupu sendiri udah gak awkward gitu, men. Ih, asli. Sumpah. Asli sih. Awkward banget, guys. Apalagi, masalahnya sepupu sendiri itu yang emang sering ya kita tuh kayak gimana ya? Sering ketemu gitu kan ya. Satu kota gitu, sering ketemu. Terus setiap setiap acara keluarga ketemunya dia juga gitu kan. Terus diceng-cenginnya sama dia juga kan. Apa sih? Nyebelin. Iya. Jadi tuh ada yang kayak ada juga yang kasusnya tuh kayak gimana ya? Umurnya itu lebih muda daripada kita. Tapi kita harus manggilnya Om. Karena ya itu ada yang nikah. Kadang gimana ya? Tapi nikahnya tuh sama sepupu jauh gitu. Terus ya, kadang ada yang harus dipanggil Om, kadang ada yang harus dipanggil kakek kayak gitulah. Aneh banget pokoknya. Ya. Yeah. Ya. Yeah. Like a different generations. Even like because of that, because of a lot of family in my place, we even have a family tree, literally a book of family tree, like a full book, and it was really, really long, long, long. Silsilah keluarga. Jadi tuh Muna tuh keluarga Muna tuh sampai sampai ada buku-buku silsilah keluarga, guys, dari kakek-kakek cicit-cicitnya gitu sampai gitu beneran lengkap gitu. Jadi ini nikah sama siapa? Ini tuh nikah sama siapa? Ini ternyata ini nikah sama suku ini, terus ini nikah sama suku ini, terus ini ada nikah sama yang ini, terus jadinya ini, terus yang ternyata yang nikah sama suku ini nikah lagi sama yang suku ini tapi jauh gitu. Kayak ribet banget. I don't even remember. That's nice to have, and you can access that family tree. Yes, everyone can access that family tree. Everyone have those books, and it's always upgrade. It's always been upgraded. Man, imagine seeing your family tree in this round. Since what year it has been recorded? Oh, I don't remember the year though. I don't remember the year though. But it was really, really long, long, long. But because of that, I know who is my ancestor is. Yeah. And I know where I got my mix face kind of thing. From which tribe, from which country I know. Yeah, because of that. Whether they digitalize it to preserve. Yeah. So yeah, we actually trying to make it digital. Like there is a website of it, I believe. Yeah, there is a website of it that make a digital family tree. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Too bad my family doesn't have it. Oh, then you can start to make from you. Yeah, you can start from you. I don't know how many generation that I am right now. It's huge, guys. I can't even count on it. Like, imagine. We even have, like, a full building. Like a full building. Like a big building. Like the own land. One building. One big building just for gathering family. We have that. It's just that big. So that's why there is like lots of relative of mine from anywhere becoming anything. That's not a family gathering anymore, it's a parade. Why? Yeah, when a big family gathering happens, really, really loud. Yeah, it's really, really loud. What I love, family gathering is when a family gathering when they share, envelopes. Yep, when they share envelopes, I love it, because I know that I have a really, really, many, many family. I have a big family, big family. So, a lot of envelope, a lot of foods. Nice. I like family meeting, but I feel a bit bad not knowing some of their names. I know, me too. Like, I know their face, but I don't know their name sometimes. So I just follow what my other family called. For example, if they call it Granny, they called Granny. I called Granny, Granny too. Even though I don't know if it's my Granny or not. I just called them. Oh, yeah, it's probably Granny. It's like that. And every year, there's always an upgrade of the family, right? So I don't know. Who is this? Who is that? I have no idea. But I have an uncle. He's really, really smart. Really, really smart. Really smart. He was one of the alumni from Big League. And he remembered every detail. He remembered every detail of the family. Like, who is this from? Who is this? The name, the face, the address. He remember everything. It's just very, very interesting. She's like, yeah, I like their art shiver. It's really have a good memory.
and he just like know everyone. There's always that one person in any family. Yeah, I guess so. So, whenever we are doing like a family gathering, and he's there, he's always like, he's always like, always talking with a lot of people, always, always. He probably know who owes whom. Yeah. On my side, the one who make the gathering happens are senior, like older generation. Yeah. Working family database server. He just that kind of person who literally have a book, writes every number, like remember every number of phone number. Yeah, kind of thing like that. So if we want to contact someone and we don't have the number, we just ask him, like, hey uncle, do you know the number of this person's? And I just go, oh yeah, hold on, this. And I just, oh okay, thank you. Yeah, look at that. Very, very. Like a walking database. Yeah. And sometimes I'm jealous of him. Like, my uncle he's very genius. He can remember every detail. Like, every detail. Uncle SQR? What? But yeah, mostly the family gathering happens because of the older generation, because of the senior, a grandma, grandpa. Yeah. Sometimes I'm wondering, like, it's just like a traditional things from the older generation, right? Like meeting and our generation, sometimes we don't do meeting that much. Like, we love to do our own things. Like, sometimes there is really, I can see the big difference between living in a town and living in a wait, how can I say? Living in a town and living in a city. That's different, right? Village. Oh yeah, village I think sounds better. There is like a big difference when you're living in a city or in a town or in a village. When I don't know,
I don't know, is it just me or you guys feeling it too? So when I was living in a village with all of my family, and there is a lot of things that we do of a gathering. We talk with a lot of people, and there is like every weekend on I think on Sunday, yeah, I guess every Sunday there is like we're doing like a cleaning together, cleaning the city, the village together, and then there will be eating together, kind of thing like that. But in the city, I barely even know my neighbor. Yeah, I barely even know my neighbor. Like, sometimes it feels weird. Sometimes it feels weird. And I'm also not the kind of person who loves to approaching first. So sometimes I kind of miss living in a village. And being approached by someone else. Yeah, sometimes I kind of miss the group activities. Sometimes I keep wondering, like, there is a couple of times that I miss living in a village. You know, maybe if I'm not working, I'm not being a streamer, maybe if I'm not in this agency, like literally, maybe if I can literally work by myself, I probably consider to going back to the village and help the people out there. Like maybe, just maybe. Maybe like open my own shop in there, the village, and talking with a lot of things. What would you do, farmer? I'm actually thinking about being a baker or something. I love baking. I really love baking. Maybe if I don't have any other reasons to stay in the city, I probably consider myself to be a baker in the village. Yeah. You're probably gonna eat it yourself though. Yeah, true. Yeah, true. I think that's gonna be fun. But now how we sell your pastry if you still eat a lot of it? I mean, I don't think that I'm gonna eat it in one way to go. There is probably while I'm doing my pastry and I'm waiting for someone to come. They come while I'm in the middle of the eating, and they take the food, they pay it, and I'm just like, okay, you pay it anyway. And then if they just left, I just eat some, and waiting for the other people to come again, and then yada yada yada, do the same again. Yeah. I mean, I need to taste it after all. Mm-hmm.
Probably if I become a real grandma, probably I'm going to open a baker store. Yeah, I mean, I'm still younger. I'm still young. So I think that's I'm still gonna stay in the city as young as long as I can. Yeah. Stream bikin kue bolu dong. Waduh. But you know, I love baking. That's what I said. I love baking. But that doesn't mean the one that I bake is always good. It's always perfect now. Because I remember back then, I failed making a brownies. Well, but that was a younger me anyway. I probably can do it again. Yeah. You know, actually thinking to actually take a course of a baking, like a real course for a professional baker. And it did really cost a lot. So I'm gone for like a couple of days, you probably can figure out where I am. I'm probably learning baking. Especially, I think I'm gonna start it on around when I finally have a good kitchen, because right now my kitchen is not good. I was actually thinking to do that, like actually learning baking. Yeah. What is the money for the course to go? Just for the knowledge? Yes! Just for the knowledge. Just for the knowledge and for the content. I think it's not my first time to say that I really want to make live stream of me cooking, baking kind of thing. But I keep holding it because the place that I am right now is not good for doing that. Such things. Yeah, so yeah, for knowledge, for adding skills. If there's not someone that trains you in that course, there's definitely someone that trains in that course. Can you do an Area 15 baking stream in their place then? I don't know about that. I don't think that can. But I've already planning to decorate my kitchen to be able for streaming purpose. So yeah, like I am actually asking for the foreman architect to build a kitchen that is good for making a content, so for like a future. Yeah, for the camera placement kind of thing. Yeah, kind of thing like that. And right now it's being built, but I have to wait for a couple of months or 1 year. Hopefully when it's done, we can do it. Di ID siapa yang jago baking? Risu. Risu, pokoknya Risu. Risu, kalau kamu tanya tentang masak, Risu.
baking risu, pokoknya risu. Kalau Muna suka aja bisa enggaknya, jago enggaknya, nah itu belakangan lah. Bikinnya suka, jagonya belakangan. Kayaknya baking, kayaknya baking risu apa ya? Oh enggak, kalau makanan masak-masak, masak-masak risu. Kalau bikin kue, Yopi. Ya. Masak-masak risu, bikin kue Yopi. Nah, yang jago makannya Muna. Tuh. Nah, itu proporsi yang pas sekali untuk area 15 ya enggak? It's a perfect harmony. Mun kebagian enaknya dong. Enggak dong. Makan itu adalah hal hal yang sangat mencapekan loh. Karena kita menjadi food tester. Kalau kalian googling food tester itu, wih, gajinya tuh lumayan. Karena ada kemungkinan kita keracunan gitu kan. Nah, Muna, kerja Muna adalah sebagai food tester, guys. Tuh mahal tuh, jadi food tester tuh mahal tuh, guys. Dibayarnya tuh mahal. Ih. Iya, lidahnya harus peka, benar. Yeah, after all, I live for foods. Exactly. Kadang juga ngebantuin temen kita yang males bikin karena nggak ada yang makan. Benar. Benar. True, 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 true. Jadi bed tester aja mun paling risikonya pegel-pegel doang kalau kasurnya keras. Tergantung sih kadang kalau misalnya kasur ya. Kita ngomongin kasur ini. Justru kasur yang terlalu empuk itu kadang bikin pegel. Gitu. Karena kasur yang terlalu empuk itu bikin tulang kita itu enggak lurus gitu. Jadi begitu, makanya ada pilihan kasurnya yang keras, ada pilihan kasurnya yang empuk, ada pilihan yang tengah-tengah gitu. Muna itu next Carlos versi virtual. Gimana? Nanti kalau lagi makan, wah, ini makanannya enak sekali. Tapi apa ini? Kenapa gorengannya seperti ini? Cemana? Tapi kalau sambelnya sih ara-ara ya. Gitu ya. Ay, 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 ay. Jangan jatuh. Eh, mana? Kan kalau biasanya orang kayak mana? Kalau Muna cemana? Biar beda dikit, guys. Ntar kalau sama copyright, guys. Enggak juga sih. Bisa lah Mon bikin konten review makanan gitu kalau mau. Ya bisa sih, bisa. Bisa sih, bisa aja. Bisa aja tuh, tuh. Bisa aja sih. Ah, udah jam segini, guys. Next stream, eating my baked food for 1 hour, no talking, way. Oh yeah, I can literally like literally making a stream of me baking and eat the for no talking. Yeah, that's really nice. Literally no talking, but literally I will probably just say, I will scream a lot, because whenever I baking, I sometimes make a mistake. For example, accidentally touching the hot thingy. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's around 5:45 right now, and I want to avoid the sun from outside. So I think we're gonna call it a day. Thank you so much. I don't know how long did I do it. Thank you so much for listening to my tweet space. I am having fun. Thank you. Hope we can actually be stream tomorrow, hoping or maybe, yeah, just hoping my internet back. Thank you.